Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the second half, last half of hour number three here on this Thursday, March 15th, 2025 edition. One thing you have to understand, folks, this is a totally grassroots effort. Carla is doing this totally out of her love for the state of Michigan. Now, yes, there's some people that texted me and said, you know, we tried to do this last time and we fell short. You know, they need to pay petitioners to get the signatures. Not true. And let me tell you why. Back in 2018, I was part of helping a team of volunteers collect signatures for Patrick Kobach's governorship race. He had to collect 30,000 signatures in all 83 counties. We did that. This is done under the same model that we did for Kobach's signatures. You got to have county chairs. And like you heard Carla say, she has chairs in basically every county in the state. Highly populated for sure. And I believe the only three or four that she's missing is way up in the western part of the UP. We're reaching out to Mary Sears in Keweenaw. We have others in Baraga, Gogebic, those Menominee, those far western counties. But where the majority of the population live is in southeastern Michigan, mid-Michigan, and west Michigan. Now, for example, I'm the county chair in Antrim. We only need to collect 2,300 signatures in Antrim County, and we're done. Our population, very similar to Presque County, very similar to Sheboygan, Charlevoix, Otsego, Kalkaska. These counties in northern Michigan don't take a lot of effort. And let me tell you exactly what I'm talking about. In November 5th, 2024 election, on our ballot here in Antrim County, the county commissioners put it on our ballot to do an increase in property taxes to pay for a $33.5 million jail. They wanted us to cover $25 million in increased property taxes because they had already overtaxed us and saved and put away $8.5 million in a rainy day fund. They were willing to put the $8.5 million in and force us to pay $25 million in increased property taxes. Well, we had a vote and it failed. January 2nd, Victoria Bishop, the county clerk, swore in the new county commissioners. There's five of them. February 6th, county commissioners meeting. Three of the five county commissioners voted to ignore the vote of the people and put forth a resolution to borrow $25 million in the form of a bond and have us pay interest on that bond for 25 years. Well, along with the $8.5 million in cash up front they were going to dump into the project, it was going to end up costing us $50 million for a $33.5 million jail, $16.5 million in interest on the bond. Antrim County GOP, concerned citizens with some common sense, formed a committee. paid $2,500 to an attorney to draw up a petition sheet. It had actual statutes on the petition sheet. Printed up the sheets. Holy Grassroots went out in less than 30 days. We collected 2,800 signatures. 500 more than what Carla Wagner's Ask My Tax effort requires of our little tiny Antrim County to collect. We did 2,800 in less than 30 days. We turned it into the clerk. She validated the signatures were 95% good, and therefore we stopped the bond. Those three county commissioners cannot borrow $25 million in interest paying bonds to build their jail. We stopped them. If our little county, with our little volunteer base, big shout out to Dale and Dorothy Eschenberg and their son, others that collected the signatures, we talked about it on the radio. I asked you guys to come join me in Mancelona. We stood out in front of the family fair, gas stations, McDonald's. We collected the signatures in less than a month. Ask My Tax has 6 months. The rest of this spring, summer, 4th of July, after people get back from summer vacations in August, and wrapping it up right after Labor Day. They go through them. They sort them, they verify if they're good signatures, they cross out the ones that are bad, and they submit them to the Bureau of Elections. Her goal is 600,000. Well, just less than 500,000 is actually statutorily required. She wants to collect 600,000 to make sure we get enough good ones, throw out the bad ones, and it's on the ballot. We're not going to pay because there's no money. This is grassroots, period, end of story. So you need to go to the Presque Isle County Republican Party's meeting this coming Monday, the 19th, Lighthouse Restaurant, downtown Roger City at 6 o'clock and hear the presentation. Ask your questions. Take a few sheets. Get them signed. Get them turned back in. County Commissioner, former Supervisor Cliff Tellini over in Presque Isle County, townships get all of their revenue from sales tax revenue sharing. Sales tax. Not income tax, not property tax, sales tax. Money that we send to Lansing comes back to the local townships for their revenue. Guess who runs the elections in our state? Well, that's the Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson. Wrong. Okay, well, Randy, it's the county clerks. Wrong. Local clerks. City, township, village clerks. Up here in Antrim County, we merge our villages with our townships. They vote at the township hall. Townships run your elections. Local revenue sharing, Cliff is absolutely correct, comes from sales tax. Corporate income tax funds the schools. The lottery funds the schools. Use tax funds the schools. Police and fire, local revenue sharing. Where do you need it? Your townships. If you don't have a local police force, your county sheriffs. This can be done, people. All you got to do is collect 2,300 signatures in your county. If you're a small county up here in northern Michigan, that's it. We did 2,800 in less than a month. Every Saturday during the week, volunteers out there at the grocery stores, gas stations, McDonald's, we did it. And we can do this. And the good thing about it, We've got the whole spring and summer to get this done. Wrap it up after Labor Day, submit them. It's on the ballot in 2026. And guess what? Folks, this is polling at 85%. You know those little brick bungalows, tract housing they built after World War II down in Detroit? I'm talking about just south of 8 Mile. 8 Mile to 7 Mile from Lake Sinclair all the way over to DeQuinder, all the way over to the west side, I-75. Guess what? Those little tiny tract housing bungalows. They're on 40-foot lots. That includes the driveway, the yard, and the house, with a detached garage with an alley behind the garage. That's where the garbage trucks collect the garbage, is in the alleys. That's where you put your refrigerator in the garage for your cold beer to listen to Tiger Baseball on the radio. Do you know the taxable value of those houses range from $147,000 to $162,000 taxable value per year? Do you know what those little tiny bungalows are being taxed per year in Detroit? $5,200 to $5,600 a year. You go down there, knock on doors, and tell people you want to eliminate their property taxes. Over $400 a month in property taxes for a little tiny bungalow. I think they're only like 800, 900, 1,000 square feet, including the attic that everybody finishes off for a bedroom upstairs. You kidding me? We talked to some people here in Antrim County on Torch Lake. $30, $40, $50,000 a year in property taxes. This is insanity, people. And don't even get me started talking about businesses. Non-homestead property tax, farmers, vacant land. The list goes on and on and on. We have got to do this. Go to axmitax.org, volunteer. If you don't want to be a county captain, be a circulator. We'll get you the sheets. If you want to donate $5, $10, it's going to go in Carla's gas tank as she drives around the state of Michigan. $5. Don't buy lunch. Eat a sandwich at home. Donate $5. AskMyTax.org. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I've literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Now, y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Final segment of today's show. This coming Monday, May 19th, Carla will be again starting off in Indian River. 10 o'clock, the former Straits Land Resorter Newspapers building, 3636 South Straits Highway, Indian River, Michigan. When she's done with that presentation, she's driving up to Mulligan's Restaurant, right across the street from Dr. Gary Willey's chiropractic office, 1 p.m., 320 North Main Street, Sheboygan. And then after that presentation, she's driving over to the Presque Isle County Republican Party's monthly meeting, 6 p.m. at the Lighthouse Restaurant, 377 North 3rd Street, Roger City, Michigan, 49779. Dar Olson put together this flyer. If you would like this flyer, text me flyer. Today I will put flyer in for this Ask My Tax flyer, and you can share this with people in Sheboygan County. South end is Indian River, north end is Mulligan's, and then Rogers City. Come to the Republican Party meeting on Monday, 6 o'clock, Lighthouse Restaurant. Hear the presentation. Get the sheets. Meet Carla. Help get the word out. Then, this is, it looks like next Thursday. I want to make sure I have this one correct. There it is. Got it. This is going to be on May 22nd. So after being up here on Monday, she's coming back actually to the Mackinac County Airport in St. Ignace. That is going to be Thursday, the 22nd of May. Mackinac County Airport, 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. You'll be able to come, hear the presentation. If you want that flyer, that information, text me Mackinac. It's Mackinac with a C. Mackinac, and I will send you the flyer for the Mackinac County Airport. St. Ignace, Thursday the 22nd. I believe Carla told me when we were talking off air, she got like 8 county chairs in Macomb County. She got 10 in Oakland. She got 6, 7 in Kent County where she lives. big populated counties require more county captains. They live all over the county. She then mails them 100 petition sheets at a time. They come wrapped up in this purple-ish vinyl wrap, shrink wrap. They don't get damaged at all. They're in your mailbox. They're on your front porch, depending on how lazy your mailman is. And you can start giving them to people. The people who give you the sheets are the people you return them to. You got to follow the instructions, fill out the sheet, have them sign it, provide all the information, date it the date they sign the sheet, not their birth date. When you're all done collecting all 10 signatures on the page, then you fill out the bottom part where you sign as the circulator. And then simply give them back to the person who gave them to you. County captains will package these up. We'll get them to Carla. Either she'll swing by and get them, or we'll mail them to her. We'll deliver them to them. We'll do whatever we got to do. This is something we are going to do. And when we put this on the ballot and it passes next year, 2026, state of Michigan is going to be changed forever. Forever. Because when we eliminate property taxes, you get to decide what to do with your money at your local level. You take care of what needs to be done in your community. Lansing doesn't give us scraps back in the form of revenue sharing as to what they feel that we need after they basically crazily spend our money. Perfect example, I just talked about it in today's show, the Senate Democrats' $85.95 billion budget. This is insanity, people. It's got to stop. Be a part of this effort. Come join us. Be a part of it. This is something we will get done. Text me AX. I got the folder set up. You'll be directed to the website. It's actually better viewed on a computer or a tablet. The cell phone, I got to talk to her about it being able to be shrunk down on your cell phone. But a computer is best. Go to the library if you don't own a computer. Go to a friend's house. Look at and click on volunteer. Be a circulator, be a county captain, be whatever you can be. And if you can afford to donate $5, please do so. We're going to do it, and you need to be a part of it. So again, text me AX, and I'll send you the link. Thank God I made it through the show today. I appreciate you guys so much. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Ritz and Rock and Roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a terrific Thursday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Are you one of the many people that have always wanted to give to your favorite charity or non-for-profit such as your church, school, or local community, but believe that it's way out of your budget, a goal that you've always wanted to fulfill? Let me show you some strategies that would benefit you and your favorite charity. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith.